Dear Mr. Cameron, I'm writing to you asking what you are doing and do you realise how your recent decisions are affecting the Isle of Wight and its residents? I am a local parish councillor elected in May 2013. I stood for election believing that I could help my local community and help shape the future for my three children so that they too could enjoy the fantastic place I grew up in. I was born on the Isle of Wight and am very proud to be an islander. Since being elected, I have obviously become more aware of the challenges the Isle of Wight faces compared to other places in the country. I would like to ask if you have ever visited the Isle of Wight. We are unique, quaint and charming, and were a thriving tourist industry whilst I was growing up. Surrounded by award-winning beaches and many hotel and guest houses, it was a lovely place to grow and live in. Now, in 2016, how things have changed. The island has only one hospital that I had worked in for 14 years. It is really struggling to cope every day of every week. We have a higher than average unemployment rate on the island, with 28% of our island children classed as living in poverty. Our GP surgeries are severely overstretched and it is difficult to get an appointment. I understand that potential GPs are now being offered £20,000 to train here to try and bridge the shortfall in GPs. We have a much higher than average population of people who retire to the island. This puts extra strain on our GP surgeries and our only hospital, as many need these services. They then need social care, which is in such high demand that some of our elderly residents are actually dying whilst waiting for social care. How dreadful is that? And how do I know? Because I am currently employed by the NHS on a 6-month contract to look after people who are classed by your government as bed blockers. Patients who are medically fit for discharge, most are awaiting social care. In 4 months, 4 of these poor people have passed away. There are no placements for them to move on to. Social care and the funding for these patients is just not available on the Isle of Wight. It is heartbreaking. One day that may be me or a member of my family. That is the reality of social care here on the island, Mr. Cameron. Your government has previously made such massive cuts to social care that we just cannot cope with the demand. Your government is also a big fan of building new houses. There are far too many houses being built on the Isle of Wight. They are just not selling. Those that are for sale are out of reach, price-wise, for many island residents. With high unemployment and lower than average wages, these new houses are lying empty or becoming second homes. Not great for the island's economy. The island education system is also failing our children, with well below national statistics and league tables. The island has trouble recruiting teachers to our schools. Our once local education authority has been handed over to business-minded academies who need to make a profit out of our children's education. Many teachers and teaching staff are facing redundancy if the books don't balance. I just don't understand it, Mr. Cameron. Our children are this country's future and we should be investing heavily in them. The island's education is now in partnership with Hampshire because of the sorry state it was left in after the disastrous change from a 3-tier system to a 2-tier. 7 years on and we are only just beginning to achieve better results. This has been at my own children's expense. We also have an MP who supports further cuts to funding to local councils. How on earth can the Isle of Wight Council take any more cuts, and how bad do things have to be before the Isle of Wight and all the problems we are facing is recognised? I understand that Greg Clark MP is to visit the Isle of Wight in the very near future. Why don't you come with him, Mr. Cameron? Come to my island, my birthplace and my home, and I will show you the reality of the Isle of Wight and how your government cuts are affecting us all. How our children, our doctors and nurses, our vulnerable and our elderly are all paying a very high price because of your cuts to local councils.
Brilliant letter.
Thank you.
Got to be honest, brilliant letter. You've had a response too.
I have had a response.
Not from David Cameron?
No.
Yet?
No, not from David Cameron. Obviously from someone who's read the letter, and it just says... Dear Councillor Hayden, I didn't address myself as a Councillor Hayden. I mentioned in my letter that I was a councillor, so it has been read.
He's read it, yeah.
It says, "Dear Councillor Hayden, I'm writing on behalf of the Prime Minister to thank you for your letter of the 14th of February." That's what I was doing on Valentine's Day. How sad's that?
You were romantic, you.
I was.
Writing a Dave. Dear Dave. <Yeah. laughs>
"Your letter is receiving attention and a reply will be sent to you as soon as possible."
Okay. Be interesting to see what kind of response you get from that.
I actually put that letter on Facebook and I've had a post reach of nearly 8,000 people since Friday evening.
Okay, that doesn't mean to say, sorry to pour cold water on it, it's a brilliant letter, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't stop there. Those people that are, yes, it's reached, read it, pass it on, share it, send it on. Because it is about, yeah, okay, it's reached, and what happens is, you, when you go to your news page or your own Facebook page, and if you scroll down, it's there, but you might not have read it. So, you know, people should read it, acknowledge that they've read it, and make a really big point of it, because it's a brilliant letter. It must have taken you ages to put together.
It's been forming for quite a while, obviously, because of where I work and things I've seen and just being aware of what was going on.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It'd just be interesting now to see what happens, whether or not you get a response, knowing full well that there's a lot going on. You never mentioned Europe in there at all, and you know he's going to be doubly focused on that at the moment because he's being ambushed by all sorts of people around at the moment, and he's ambushing them, let's be honest. Last week he had a bit of a go at old Boris about his marriage and so on, and it's all escalated. So it'd be interesting to see where it goes and how far it does go.
If it doesn't go anywhere, Ian, I feel better for the fact that I've written it.
Yeah.
And I would just say to everyone, there's no point complaining about anything unless you're prepared to do something about it.
That's it. That's exactly it. A great letter. And
thank you.
Let's hope that we get some kind of response. You get some kind of response.